Disgusting, J.D. Vance, Blackburn, others slam Biden for tying Ukraine to Israel. By Nick Gilbertson on October 19, 2023. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., and others ripped President Joe Biden for using Hamas's terrorist attack in Israel as a way to try and leverage aid for Ukraine. Vance emphasized that they are separate countries and issues. What Biden is doing is disgusting. He's using dead children in Israel to sell his disastrous Ukraine policy to skeptical Americans, Vance wrote in a post on X. They are not the same countries, they are not the same problems. And this effort to use Israel for political cover is offensive, he added. Hell no. 2 minutes into his remarks on Hamas's terrorist attacks that killed over 1,300 Israelis, Biden pivoted to the Ukraine-Russia war in an effort to tie the two together. You know, the assault on Israel echoes nearly 20 months of war, tragedy, and brutality inflicted on the people of Ukraine. People that were very badly hurt since Putin launched his all-out invasion. He said, going on to liken Russian President Vladimir Putin to Hamas. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy. Completely annihilate it, Biden added. Biden said he would submit a budget request to Congress on Friday for aid to both Israel and Ukraine. To support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine, is a smart investment that's going to pay dividends for American security for generations, he claimed. Others, including Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, joined Vance in criticizing Biden for invoking Ukraine hours after he returned from Israel, and for trying to connect appropriations for both countries in one package. Representative Wesley Hunt, RTX, shared a similar sentiment, writing, "We must stop funding the failed proxy war in Ukraine and WE must reject Hamas and their allies in Congress." Greg Price of the State Freedom Caucus Network ripped the president. Representative Tom Tiffany, RY, shared the same sentiment as Vance, calling Hamas's terrorist attacks on Israel and the Russian-Ukraine war separate issues and emphasizing aid packages to the countries should be addressed in two separate votes. Biden spent more time in his speech talking about giving more money to Ukraine than he did about Israel and spent more time equating anti-Semitism to Islamophobia as if kill more Jews rallies haven't been occurring in cities and college campuses all over America, Price wrote in a post on X. Arizona Republican Senate candidate Carrie Lake also weighed in via an emailed press release. Biden's unbridled pursuit of war in Ukraine is wrong, dangerous, and has nothing to do with the crisis he created on our southern border, as well as our need to support Israel now, she wrote in part. Jerry Callahan, a longtime Boston sports radio host who now hosts the Jerry Callahan podcast, wrote in a post on X that Biden doesn't want you know there are Americans held hostage Gaza tonight. All he wants is billions and billions more for an unwinnable war in Ukraine. It'll be a miracle if we're not in a world war in the next 15 months, he wrote.